Travelling in Italy, and to Rome in particular, has distant origins. Since the Middle Ages, it had been a fundamental stage in the life of adventurers and pilgrims, or a social occasion of a secular and erudite nature. At first, travellers hardly looked at the landscape around them, engrossed by their devotional books or accounting ledgers, interested only in pragmatic matters. But there was a major change over time, the emergence of a phenomenon that would become highly fashionable: travel. Travel acquired value for its intrinsic merits, irrespective of the satisfaction of specific needs, in the name of a bolder curiosity, spawned by a love of knowledge and learning, as well as the pleasure of escape and pure enjoyment. This innovative idea spread throughout Europe at the end of the 16th century, encapsulating the fashion for travelling in Italy. As the favourite destination of the young scions of the European aristocracy, artists and intellectuals, it finally adopted an internationally accepted label, the Grand Tour. The phrase suggested an educational journey aimed at the instruction of young aristocratic gentlemen. The word tour, which took the place of travel, journey, or voyage, makes the nature of this worldly trip clear. It might also pass through other continental countries, but its preferred and paramount goal remained in Italy, the heart of Italian cities, with their crowded and lively urban fabric. The early travellers, above all, revelled in the myth of Italy as an open-air museum, but also the organisation of its political life, the mild climate, the vestiges of an authoritative past that lives on very powerfully in art and architecture, as well as in music and the theatre.